Hello, welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today we are going to be talking about Michael and Judith. They had a very rocky relationship from jump. They've been together for some odd years, right? And Michael became addicted to various amounts of drugs, but his favorite drug was crack. So that, and the fact that he was becoming increasingly violent towards Judy, ran its course. On January 31st, 1993, it became very deadly. Like, Judy was in danger. And it all began at a bar. They had went out for the evening and had a couple drinks. And after several hours of drinking, an argument started. Michael stole Judy's debit card and left to go, you know, do drugs, dabble in that. And Judy had to find a ride home. So when she did get home, she was relaxing, and Michael came in pissed off, just angry, upset. Nobody knew what for. He was just upset. And with that, in a fit of rage, Michael beat Judy to death with a tire iron. And then he weighed her body down with concrete. And to top that off, he dropped her in the Great Miami River in Ohio. What a guy, right? So after that, he swam. Yes, I didn't say took a ship. I didn't say none of that. Swam across the river and went to some friend's house. Michael later gave Judy's cards to two men of color and told them to use it to withdraw drug money he owed them. Make it make sense. I will. So after they pulled the money, which was $400, they were pinned for Michael's murder. Michael literally set them up. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he stuck to his story, but detectives still found his story sus. Like, how did they end up with your girlfriend's card? And you're high, so we don't believe you either. They pressed him and pressed him, and eventually, Michael admitted to murdering his girlfriend, saying, and I quote, "I did it because she tried to run me down with the car." Anywho, so he was found guilty at trial and he was executed in Ohio on December 6, 2010 by lethal injection. Rest in peace, Judith Gabbard, and I feel for her family. With that being said, have a good day.